Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, this is Michael Craig. The name of the show is Logical Soul Talk, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that features interviews with some folks I consider to be the best, brightest, and some of the most creative people in the world. Now, during this 30-minute program, I'll ask them about their expertise and work, but mainly want to focus on their inner world, turning points in their lives, mentors and influencers, and decisions they made that brought them success. However, this week's guests, I don't need to do that because we've done it already, and you can listen to some of the great shows that this fellow has been on in past shows, Logical Soul Talk interviews. His name is Darren Jacklin, and I'm going to bring him on shortly. But let me just do another little highlight here, and then I'll turn it on to Darren. You see, as a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying matrix or pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. Consequently, these decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. And quite by accident many years ago, I discovered how to access these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. It's changed my life, and my wife says that we wouldn't be married if it weren't for this work. So high praise from her, because she is the apple of my eye and the dear one in my life. Now, you can get more information and a free video if you go to my website. It's actually about money techniques, and you can discover the methodology at www.moneymatrixmethod.com. That's moneymatrixmethod.com. Also, be sure to click the follow button at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul to get a heads up on all our great interviews. And as I said, our guest tonight, Darren Jacklin, has some interviews that we've already done in the past, and you can just do a search at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul to get the podcast for those shows as well. Now, my guests were selected because, quite frankly, I like them. And I also find their stories and lives interesting. I found out they possess qualities I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion for what they do and the determination to see it through. They obviously have made strong decisions early in their lives that led them to current successes and achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions and some of the key ways that they think maybe a little differently than some of us out here, because they've become outrageous successes in their own right. This will allow you, my listeners, to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen and enjoy. After about 10 or 15 minutes, please, I invite you to call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. If you want to get called on, simply press 1 to raise your hand, and I will click on that and call on you. I mentioned earlier my guest tonight. I'm going to get on the phone here because I've got the speakerphone. It might be a little bit of echoey. I hope this is a little better. We had some technical difficulties in the past, and I won't go into that, but right now I'm using phone, and it seems to be working the best, so that's what I'm going to stick with, something that works. Anyway, my guest on the show tonight, Darren Jacklin. Darren was formerly called the Mega Manifestor. He doesn't want to be called that anymore, so I'm going to let him tell you what exactly he's doing. He's actually a very, very professional speaker, success motivator, highly motivated, highly energetic guy, and just a world-class guy. I mean, he's just really a world-class speaker, corporate trainer. He's an author. He's motivated and inspired personnel for more than 130 Fortune 500 companies like Microsoft, AT&T, Black & Decker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's as well as high school and professional athletes from more than 36 countries. And his goal, he says, is to increase performance and production, and we're going to talk a little bit about this evening, productivity and how you can actually begin to kick up that productivity and manifest your abundance much easier, much quicker. His goal, as I said, is to increase performance and production and achieve a more rounded, successful life through cooperative environments, and I guess he does that mostly in the corporate environments when he talks about that. He's also quite a humanitarian. He's got me involved with nonprofit organizations and donating money to different causes and things, and quite a character and quite a guy and a dear friend, and I want to bring Darren on here. Darren, is that you? Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Michael, for letting me be here today.
Absolutely, my friend. The honor is all mine. Trust me. I've been following your work for some time, and I'm always impressed. Every time I speak with you, I just feel like I'm just really on rarefied ground, my friend, because you've got so much going on. You've got so much of a heart, and you're really out there making things happen. So tell me exactly what's been going on recently.
Well, gosh, you know, the last 2, 3, 4 years, we've seen a huge change in the United States, Canada, internationally with the you know, the markets, to the economy. You know, just turn on the TV, go on the internet, you know, talk to your family and friends and your neighbors and your coworkers. So really, I've been really focused on turning people around. And, you know, for years I've been called the secret weapon in corporate America and corporate Canada as a corporate trainer. And my biggest thing is results. You know, results are everything. So I focus very on specific and measurable results on a consistent basis. But what I do is, you know, I'm a strategy guy. I teach people specific strategies and systems, things that are never taught in college, university, or public or private education. So as a lot of people are freaking out right now and, you know, wanting to shut things down and, you know, negative about life and about the world, you know, we're thriving right now. And the people that are working with us, people I'm coaching and mentoring and doing corporate training with, we're rocking and rolling. You know, we're making things happen. Well, the masses of the people right now are in doom and gloom. And I find it kind of funny. You know, I don't watch a lot of news, but when I do, I kind of laugh and I sit back. It's kind of like a comedy show to me, thinking, man, you know, if these people just adjusted their mindset, changed their environment, and just said, you know, it's illegal. It's illegal to start thinking negative. Shut yourself off. You know, make it illegal. Make it a rule in your head or in your family or in your household or in your company that it's illegal. You're going to get fined if you start thinking negative or acting negative. You know, you got to put money in a jar, and that's your trip jar to go someplace, or, you know, buy a bottle of wine and cry about it. But really the biggest thing right now is we're in exciting times. I'm excited. I'm very focused. And I'm just looking forward to making a mass contribution in a positive way to people all over the planet because, you know, it's either a crisis or an opportunity. And it's our mindset and our environment that determines that. So, you know, I'm excited. We can talk about productivity and production because results are everything in the business world today because talk is cheap. And I can give some specific strategies on this call today that people can write down and execute on. And they can see results within 5 days or less from the execution strategies I give them today. So I'm loving it, and I love what you do, and I'm a big raving fan of you. I listen to your shows when I get a chance as I'm flying around the world. But I'm grateful to be here today.
Well, thank you, Darren. That's quite a compliment. I appreciate that. You brought to mind something. You're saying it should be illegal. Well, I think we may have a little problem with this thing called the Constitution that we've got in this country. however, you know, I like the idea, however, of setting up, like, you know, we have no smoking zones.
Mm-hmm.
We can set up no negativity zones, you know, and then
absolutely.
more and more corporations would have to set up no negativity or negativity zones. Eventually, we'll just have negativity zones. Where if you want to be negative, you go over there in the corner with all the rest of the negative people and bite each other or something. I thought that would be quite a way of handling it. Anyway, everybody would have a free will on doing that, but basically, you put them off in the corner somewhere so they won't hurt everybody else.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when people realize that, you know, media makes a ton of money off of advertising. And so they can hook you into, you know, it's you got to find the herd of people and find a way to keep feeding them, right? And so if they can lure you in with doom and gloom and negativity and kind of, you know, start shoving advertising down your throat and get you to follow money because it's the basis, they profit. Follow the money trail, right? And that's exciting to see that so many people get hooked into, you know, the news broadcast, what's going on. Like I travel, you know, I'm all over the world. I'm in multiple countries all the time, and I can tell you, there's a lot of inaccuracies when it comes to news media and reporting because just going to Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn or any of that kind of stuff or build a network that I have a network in 104 countries. And I, you know, Skype is a good tool for me to communicate with people, but I'm in constant contact with, you know, probably 30, 40 countries a week on a frequent basis just with people in all these countries. So I get a different point of view from some very high-level people that are decision-makers. So I'm dealing with people who are running multi-million and billion-dollar corporations who see things from a totally different point of view than some news reporter reporting an incident or a story, right? So it's, again, your environment and your facts. So, but we could go on lots of stuff, but let's make a difference in people's lives today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I like that. It just reminds me when I was in Sri Lanka 4.5 months. This was a long time ago, but it was just totally different.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, holy cow, are they talking about the same things? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Media is just they dwell on sensationalism. And unfortunately, we've got a culture that lives off of that. And it's, we live off adrenaline. And it's unfortunate that's the pervading thing. But let's get on with what you really wanted to talk about today. And that is start giving us some of those tips that you mentioned about how to increase your productivity, because I'm interested in that. I've got to start, clamping down. I'm starting to hire an assistant, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've been
good
a one-man show for so long. I'm finally getting an assistant in here. I've had two quit on me in the last month, but I'm starting to get that together. So I realize the value of, delegation and doing that whole thing. But I'm finally getting that together. So hopefully the rest of it will come. But give us some of the more of the other tips that you have, things that you recommend to people to sort of ramp up their productivity and attract more abundance.
Well, sure. First thing is, I'm not a rah-rah guy or a fluff kind of guy or a kumbaya kind of guy. I'm a very practical,
right,
kind of specific and measurable results kind of guy. Key thing is,
yeah,
how you change your life is how you change the waking hours of your day. From the time that you wake up and get out of bed in the morning until the time you go to bed at night and put your head on the pillow, it's what do you do consistently throughout the waking hours of your day. So if I followed you around for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days and just kind of watched and observed you, or had a video camera watching you, I could notice patterns, behaviors, your mindset, your environment, the habits, the good, bad habits that you've got. And once you start to adjust those small daily disciplines, those daily habits, for example, great exercise, I teach a lot of corporations, is your 10-10 priority principle. This is taught to me by a billionaire in lunch one day. Him and I are having lunch one day. He gets a napkin, starts writing this on a napkin several years ago. I've used it. It's changed my life. It's changed a lot of people's lives. So the 10-10 priority principle. Here's what you do. Before you go to bed tonight, you write down your top 10 highest priority activities, and you execute on them before 10 a.m. the following morning. So you think about what's the most important things in your personal, professional life that you need to make happen and get it done and execute on. Not think about, not procrastinate, not be indecisive. You must execute. So top 10 highest priority activities. So your 10-10 priority principle. Number two is, what are your top three MVPs, which is your most valuable priorities? So do your top 10 highest priority activities. But what, out of that, what's your top three MVPs, your most valuable priorities? That's non-negotiable. That's, you can't go to bed. You can't go to bed until they're done. And you have to make it non-negotiable. You've got to stand in front of the mirror and you've got to talk to yourself, whatever it takes, but you got to make it non-negotiable.
Yeah.
You got to play at that high standard. So there's that. Third one is 10 pages a day. If you're in the real estate career, for example, or you're in financial services, go down to Chapters, Barnes & Nobles, go on to Amazon.com or a bookstore of your choice, new or used, or on the Internet, and pick up the top 12 to 15 best-selling books in the last 12 to 24 months in your industry.
Uh-huh.
And then commit to reading 10 pages a day. You know, if you read 10 pages a day, it's 3,650 pages per calendar year. Now, you might be on an airplane, and you might be waiting for somebody. You might be a little inspired one day. You might read 17 or 27 or 37 or 56 pages in one day. No big deal today, but compounded over the next 365 days, it's a game changer in your life. I'll tell you right now, your income will change. Your friends will change. Your environment will change. If you're in corporate America right now or corporate Canada, you'll get a promotion or a raise. You'll earn more money in the next 12 to 24 months than people in your immediate family will. Why? Because your small daily disciplines compound over a period of time. But we don't want, most people want the quick fix. They want it now in 3 weeks or less or 4 hours or less.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little things that you do consistently compound over a period of time. And once you're consistent over a period of time, you gain momentum. So these are some game changers. Another thing is a key thing is what we do all the time is understanding that, every Sunday night what I do, it's non-negotiable on my calendar, I do a dream building night. So every Sunday night I take 90 minutes and I dream build. And I go onto the Internet and I search out, affluent restaurants around the world. I check out different luxury automobiles, different resorts, places to stay, go, because I expand my mind in terms of creativity and imagination of what's possible. And it's dream building. Now, some people think it's all kumbaya, hokey, fluffy. But when you start to adapt this and execute this on it and start to shift your mindset, because what's really hurting people right now around the world is they got stinking thinking. They're stinking thinking in regards to their mindset. When you adjust your mindset and you adjust the awareness around your environment, who you're hanging out with, because who you hang out with is who you become. If you got children, for example, or grandchildren, you're very cautious and awake and aware of who your kids spend time with after school, in the evenings, on the weekends, or during summer holidays. But why not as adults? You know, if we're in let's say Vancouver, Canada. I'm here on a Canadian tour right now, so I'm near Vancouver right now. So if we're near Vancouver right now and we're on the Pacific Ocean and we're out in a sailboat or a yacht right now and it's starting to get dusk, and as we're starting to head for shore and we're off by 1 degree on the navigational equipment or on the GPS, it's going to end up in a whole different direction than we thought. But we're only off by 1 degree. So people that you hang out with, people you spend time with, if they shift your mindset by 1 degree, not going to affect you today, but 90 days from now, it's going to be a game changer in your life. It probably won't be where you want to go. Another key thing is what you want to focus on is your mindset, not only what you're thinking about, but also moderate exercise. I work out 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day with a personal trainer by telephone. I don't go to a gym. I'm physically fit. I'm in great shape. I'm developing six-pack and abs. All by telephone. I carry a yoga mat with me as I travel. I do burpees, jumping jacks, quads, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, you know, all kinds of hands-on exercises that I get from my trainer. Now, if you can't afford a personal trainer, go to YouTube and just type in burpees or jumping jacks. There's lots of free YouTube videos on the internet that's available there free of charge. And so the key thing is what I always focus on is 10% on the vision and 90% on daily speed and execution. And that's where a lot of people go wrong, is they're not consistent with speed and execution. And that's what – here's the thing today. Results are everything. Never assume that you're not being observed. People are always watching you. You know, talk is cheap in the biz world today. You know, that's old school. That's an old paradigm. Today it's about results, specific and measurable results. So, you know, people are listening to this show right now and they're going to set New Year's goals and New Year's resolutions. If your New Year's goals and resolutions are not specific and measurable, they're not achievable. They're just a fantasy. It's just all kumbaya. You might as well get a couple of friends and go sit in the parking lot and have a happy hug, and that's it, because they're not going to happen. You've got to have specific and measurable results to make them achievable.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, it's interesting. I rode 1,000 miles on a unicycle last year for charity. And then once I reached 1,000 miles, I set a new goal, but it was basically a new goal based on what I would do like 5 different days or, you know, like ride my age on 5 different occasions. That wasn't a yearly goal. That was just a set of goal. So what I found is that I'm getting out of shape because I'm not exercising as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. It's like I've got to adjust that goal somewhat to make it to where it's a yearly thing spread out so I can start getting out there and doing it more often. An interesting concept. And no matter how much I try, things keep coming up, you know?
Yep.
Whereas when I had the goal, it was like, that's what I did, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is also, too, as you mentioned earlier in this interview, about you hiring a personal assistant. And if it doesn't work out, let me know. Call me or email me, and I'll do some introductions for you of some people where you can hire personal assistants now for $6 an hour U.S. that do a darn good job of what they do. I've got a whole team of them. But the thing is that, you know, you want to work on your business, and you want to delegate people to work in your business. Anything that you don't enjoy, like I have a lot of energy. And people think I take drugs or medication. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. The reason why I have a lot of energy is because I live an inspired life, because the things I don't want to do, I delegate them. I create joint ventures. I create strategic alliances. I recruit volunteers. I get college university students to do practicums. I hire virtual assistants. You know, I do barter and trade. I coach and mentor some people in exchange for they're offering their services to me. So you don't have to use money. You know, I grew up in a farm in Saskatchewan, Canada, where we learned to barter and trade. You know, I grew up in a small city, and my family's got a family farm now. So we learned. You know, you learn how to deal with what you got. And so if you don't got money, then what can you trade? You know, what can you barter with? And you pick people in the Chamber of Commerce or Rotary Clubs or women in business groups or on the internet that you trust and respect and admire. And you collaborate. The key thing is, though, execution. Execution. And that's what most people need to do, is create speed and execution to make things happen and get things done. Because you know what? People are always watching us. And when you're consistent with speed and execution, that's where the opportunities come from. That's where the gold mine is. People ask me all the time, oh my gosh, you get so many wonderful opportunities. Why? Because I'm out there making things happen, getting things done. Now, I'm failing lots too. Because the key thing is, if you want to become more successful, you got to double your rate of failure. I take all kinds of risks, but they're calculated risks. But guess what? I'm now in a position where I have a team of people who are a lot smarter than me, who have different skills and strengths. Some are volunteers, some are paid, some are joint ventured, some are, you know, barter and trade, but I have a team of people. And that's the key thing, is that today in the economy, we can't survive on our own. We need a dream team, of like-minded men and women with execution to help us. So, for example, if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, I hate bookkeeping, then hire a bookkeeper, joint venture bookkeeper, barter and trade the bookkeeper. But find a bookkeeper, because by the time he or she gets done with your books, they're going to do it more effectively than you. And in the long run, you run the numbers, they're going to actually save you money. But, I'm a type A guy. I'm a control freak in a lot of things. And I've learned to give up a long time ago that I only have so many hours and so much time in a day that I've got to delegate responsibility but maintain the control.
That's true. I did trade with a bookkeeper. He's helped me out, done some great things. You mentioned people working for $6 an hour. Are you on with Devin at 123 Employee, or is that someone else that you're dealing with?
I've looked at them. I've looked at AskSunday.com. I've also went to Elance.com and Odesk.com. I tried to shortcut everything and do it by myself. And so I just got caught up on Skype and telephone interviews with people in India and the Philippines and across the U.S. and Canada. And it was just too time-consuming with no results. So I got a guy actually in Oakland, California, by the name of Mark Cohen. If anybody wants to just shoot me an email or contact me, I'll do an introduction with you. But he's got a team of people over in the Philippines. He's been doing this for over 40 years. So he knows what he's doing. I look at that as a good track record of results. And we hired him for $6 an hour, full part-time. And I tell you, they make it happen to get the job done. I'm a raving fan. I'm not trying to take jobs away. I hire people in the United States and Canada that work remotely with me. So I spread the risk and the wealth around. But I believe I have a good diversity of people from different cultures, different countries, especially at the rate we're growing right now with our business. And we're a core team because people in different cultures and different countries, they have different opinions and different viewpoints of the world and in business what's going on. So you got to diversify because we have what we call World Wide Web today, which is worldwide wealth. And so the Internet, if you're on the Internet, you're in multiple countries. So you're going to learn to adapt to different cultures and countries and time zones and ethics and standards. So you got to diversify, just like an investment portfolio. You're going to diversify and don't put all your eggs in one basket.
That's true. I've got to talk to you about that because I was about ready to go with the other. So let me see what you got. I'd love to find out. Darren, that's incredible. You keep me hopping. I tell you, you're quite an inspiration. I'm looking forward to sort of eating your dust a little bit more. You know.
Any way I can make a difference, Michael? You know what it is? It's just here's the thing. If someone's not proactive, if you're indecisive, get around a successful man or woman, someone who's blazing a trail out there, someone who's a rainmaker, making things happen. And spend time with that person because proximity is power. You know, there are times
I just
want to give up and quit. But I got around people who make things happen.
I've actually got like three mentors right now who are helping me. They're local, and they're really, really smart in what they do. And I've got a couple of, three mentors there. I also spent time at JV Alert. You might want to come to JV Alert next time. Ken MacArthur, I don't know if you've heard of him. But
I have heard of him, yes.
He has an event called JV Alert. We just had it in Atlanta, and it was powerful, very, very awesome. Very powerful people there. I've got a huge Rolodex now. Suddenly, it's like these people are just they're so nice and they're so powerful and they're so wonderful. And it's said that if your closest five friends are your income roughly relates to five of your closest friends. So I'm always trying to hang out with and make more and more friends who are successful and are actually happy being successful, and that's the key there.
Absolutely.
Is that you find people who are happy, that are successful, but the primary key is, are they happy in that success? If they're not happy, why the heck would I want what they got, So for me, that's a draw. If they're not willing to change, then you got to disassociate with them.
You got to cut them off.
Yeah.
I've got some negative relatives. I don't spend a lot of time with them, but, I'll meet with them once or twice a year. Some people you can spend 15 minutes with a year. There's some people in my life I can spend 2 weeks with them and never get bored or tired of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to pick the people you hang out with and the people where you're going to go in life. And life's not a dress rehearsal. For a lot of people, they're living like an extra in their own movie. Time is now. You got to take action. Mm-hmm. Get off the couch now, today. Make it happen. Get it done. And make it non-negotiable before you go to bed at night. If you don't do it, you don't go to sleep. That's just the way it is. And when you create that sense of urgency for your life, people are going to respect you a lot more. Opportunities, people, places, events, and opportunities are going to come to you a lot more. Why? Never assume you're not being observed. Thing is, would you hire you? Would you follow you? You see, people are always watching you. You can't get away with it. We live in a glass house. So talk is cheap, and actions speak louder than words. So when you're consistent with your actions over a period of time, and then once you're consistent, you gain momentum. And once you're momentum over a period of time, you become unstoppable. So the thing is today in life is that are you consistent with what you're doing? Because, again, talk is cheap. People are watching your consistent actions. So if you're always telling them, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or someday I'm going to quit my job, someday I'm going to create my own home business, someday I'm going to make more money, sometimes I'm going to go on a date and find a relationship, someday I'm going to take that invention to market, someday I'm going to write that book, someday ain't going to happen. And guess what? You're repelling people versus attracting people, because people don't believe you because talk is cheap.
Well, when you make the comment someday, it's essentially making the statement that I choose not to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're choosing not to do something now, you are essentially in doubt. You're in this place called doubt, and you don't take action. And
yeah.
So many people live by that, you know, and it's such a giveaway.
You know, I've written a number of books and co-authored a number of books, and I'm a best-selling author, and today I have no idea how to write a book. You know, I get people every month will call me up and want me to coach them, and I don't. I pass them on to somebody else. They want me to coach them how to write a book, and they're like, you're a best-selling author, you know how to write a book. I said, no. I just go down to the, you know, retail store, buy a little automated tape recorder, or you can use an iPhone or BlackBerry, and I just record, or I take a journal, I buy at a dollar store or Staples or an Office Depot, and I just spend a few bucks on the journal, and I make it 50 words a day. I write down in my journal, or to audio record it, and then I transfer it through Dropbox.com or TransferBigFiles.com through Elance.com or Odesk or to one of my assistants. He or she transcribes it. Then we go to the smart people who know how to do the front and the back cover of the book, do the ISBN number, all that kind of stuff, and 4 or 5 months later it goes to market. And then we created an affiliate joint venture program. I have no idea how to write a book. And people say, well, what do you mean? I don't need to know. My team can figure it out. I can create a team of people.
Yeah, that's what happens. Your team does it.
Absolutely.
Now, it's helpful to know some of this stuff, but, you know, if you don't know it, don't beat yourself up about it. It's like, you know, pass it on, like you said. Yeah, I found the way I wrote my first book was the same way. I did little videos, but still the videos turns into chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did my own rough draft editing, but once I did that, I turned it over to somebody in India who edited it for me. And then I had somebody else in India do the graphics, and I just loaded it up on this place called CreateSpace, which is linked to Amazon, by the way, and you can self-publish that way and print on demand. Very, very easy to do, by the way. So there's no excuses. I keep telling people myself, it says, well, I want to write a book. You're an author. I can't write a book. I said, well, yeah. I think you can't. You can't. So, but it's so much easier. It's incredibly easy, actually.
It is. It's so easy.
Based on what it used to be, you had to find a publisher. You had to do yada, yada. You had to get an intro. I mean, it was incredibly hard. Now it's like flipping a few switches. Incredibly easier.
Well, you know, I was just speaking recently at a college and a university here in Canada. And I said to the students, I said, you've spent thousands of dollars on tuition, student loans, and accommodations and housing. Here's my question is, what if I should ask yourself your question, how do I get paid to go to college? How do I get paid to attend university? Because your brain is like Google. If you start thinking the mindset of how do I get paid to go on a vacation, you know, I travel all over the world, you know, because I always say to myself, I am Darren Jacqueline, I get paid handsomely to travel the world and do what I love and love what I do. And I said it over and over again. I brainwashed myself to believe it over and over again. I live an inspired life because of it. So, you know, how do I get paid to meet that person? How can I get paid to go to the Grammy Awards? How can I get paid to go to the PGA golf tournament? How can I get paid to go sit on a beach? How can I get paid to go golfing? How can I get paid to fly in a hot air balloon ride? How can I get paid to go to Australia? Start asking yourself those questions, and your mind and brain will start to come up with answers over a few hours or a few days or a few weeks.
That's tremendous. We're on the line. We're here. We just got another minute or so. Darren Jacqueline, tremendous speaker, success coach. If you want to call in, we still got 1 minute, actually. Area code 347-843-4544 if you want to ask Darren a question. We've got maybe a few minutes after the live streaming where we'll just be doing some outtake moments, but that doesn't last very long, just a few, about a minute or so. But, Darren, I really don't know how to thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I always learn something every time you come on. And what's something people can do this evening to change their life? Give them one thing.
You know what? Take out a piece of paper and write yourself a thank you note to yourself. And acknowledge yourself. Be proud of yourself for who you are and the path of the journey you've taken up until this point in your life, this moment in time in your life. Thank yourself.
That's great. Darren, thank you so much. Hang on after the music. I want to ask you a couple more things.
Thank you, Darren Jacqueline.
Next week, we've got the second most powerful reason that stops you in business. I'll be your host. And Roger Soltoff, Michael Craig. Mr. Jacklin.
I am here. Great interview.
I think
Thanks
you hit
a
home run, buddy.
Fantastic.
I think you hit a home run.
I love
that
making
was
a difference.
Amazing. That is amazing. Yeah, I can tell you really love it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're really good at it. Really good at it. I applaud you, my friend. I want to join you on some of these excursions. I don't like to travel a whole lot, but I do like to go some places.
Sure.
I like to go to San Francisco to see you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. Give me again that fellow's name is Mark Cohen. Does he have a website?
You want me to do an introduction for you? You want me to just quickly call him and do an intro for you? Can we call on this line, or do we have to call you back?
Actually, if you don't mind calling me back, you've got my cell phone, right?
Yeah. Do you want me to call you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll call you back on your cell phone. I'll do a three-way call to him.
Yeah. Just do that in a few minutes. I just want to ask you a couple more things because we're still streaming here, actually podcasting, so people are still listening. And do you have anything else you want to add real quick before we hang up here?
You know, I think the biggest thing is get around people who are making things happen personally and professionally. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to change your health, start getting in close proximity to a fitness center or a yoga center. Start seeking out the men and women. I always say to people, start shaking hands with the men and women who are already living your life or lifestyle, whether it's personal or professional. So wherever you're out and about and you see people who are living an inspired life, or they've got great family with great children, or they got a great job or a great career, they got passion, or they're making great money, or they got a great relationship, or, they're physically healthy, whatever it is, go up and introduce yourself. And it's going to be uncomfortable and scary, but what's the worst-case scenario? For every question that you don't ask, the answer is no. And when you make a request, only one of three things are going to happen. People accept your request, they'll decline your request, or they'll counteroffer your request. So just start making requests to people. And you'd be amazed the amount of doors and possibilities and opportunities that will open up for you. Like, you know my story. I was once homeless, living on welfare in my early 20s, underneath an apple tree. I was in an apple orchard. I wanted to commit suicide and end my life because I had nothing going for me. I look back and I'm blessed with gratitude that those moments happened. At the times, I wasn't grateful or feeling blessed. But I look back now, look at all the life lessons I learned. And people just got to get out of the way of themselves, and change their environments and change sometimes who they're hanging out with. It's such an incredible, I'll tell you, Michael, I had a really interesting experience happen about 3 weeks ago. I know 7 billionaires through my corporate training career. And one of the billionaires, one of the wealthiest men, I won't mention his name, in Canada, one of the most affluent men in Canada, very well-known person, high-profile person, called me a few weeks ago, spent 45 minutes with me one-on-one, and I know the guy, but I usually seek him out. When I'm in his city or I go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with him, or I do some work from time to time with one of his companies or some of his companies. But he called me wanting some advice from me, and I said to him, I said, listen, I'm not an expert in what you're asking me, but I can connect you with people in my network who are. And he goes, Darren, I'm not concerned about that. He goes, you're a results-driven guy, specific and measurable results. You make things happen, get things done. I value your opinion and your feedback, and I'm willing to pay you for your time. And I was blown away. We spent 45 minutes on the phone on a conference line, him and I, and I give him some feedback on some things, and I end up helping with some other things in his personal life and his professional life. But when a billionaire phones you, you're on to something making a big difference, because their time is money, right?
That's great, yeah.
If you would have told me that 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it.
That's incredible. If you've got something unique to offer, they will ask you. I've done sessions with people, for example. You've had one of my sessions. I've done sessions with people who are a lot higher in the income scale than I've achieved so far. But the point is that it's I've got something to offer them, and
absolutely,
they ask for it, and they get it. And I do it lovingly, and there's a trade-off because they give me so much valuable advice that it's just, I think it's so valuable to be able to. But, just making friends with these people is such a powerful thing.
Well, a strategy that I use, and I just put myself out there. That's how I am. I just play large in life because I love life, because it's not a dress rehearsal. And there's a time I want to end my life. So I've had real low points in my life. But I'll give you an example. I sometimes there'll be certain celebrities or high-profile business people or executives coming to do guest speaking at colleges, universities, or they're coming to speak at some conference or something like that, or workshop or trade show or something coming on in some major city throughout North America. So what I do is I have my assistant check into this stuff for me and then update me by email. And I just, like the other day, I'll give you an example. I'm going to be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada next week. And I'm doing a bunch of corporate events there in the oil and gas industry and the financial service industry. So at the same time I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, there's this high-level, high-profile celebrity coming from New York City flying in. So I contacted this high-profile celebrity's office in New York City, spoke to the publicist, and said, listen, I'm going to be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada as well. They don't know who I am at all. They don't have a clue who I am.
Uh-huh.
I didn't drop anything, names or that stuff. I said, I'm going to be in Calgary. I said, listen, where do you want me to pick him up? You want me to pick him up at the Calgary International Airport and take him to the hotel? Probably stay at the Fairmont or the Four Seasons, right, or the Sutton Place.
Uh-huh.
So I've now confirmed through the publicist and the handler to actually pick this gentleman up at the airport, take him to a restaurant to meet his sponsors for the event
uh-huh.
he's speaking at, and then take him to the hotel. Now, I get some FaceTime with him. You know, so I'm going to go to a local
uh-huh.
dealership in Calgary, get a rental car, pick him up a nice automobile, and pick him up from the airport. But it's all confirmed now. And,
wow.
You know, all it is, I made a request. Now, they don't know me. They don't know I'm a world-class professional speaker and corporate trainer. Other, they don't know that. Never told them that.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody cares about you and I until they know what we care about them. My whole intention is, when I meet with this celebrity, is to talk 10% about myself and listen to ask questions 90% of the time about them.
Uh-huh.
That's my strategy.
Uh-huh.
And build
yeah.
a relationship and connect and then follow up from there and see where it goes.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's the key, my friend.
Yeah.
You do a great job, by the way.
Thank you. Well, you know what? The fortune's in the follow-up, right?
Yeah.
And we know statistically
yeah.
in North America that 96% of people do not follow up after the first encounter. So they go to a Chamber of Commerce event or a B&I or Women of Business or some social networking event online or offline, and 96%, that's the stats, do not follow up in North America. And the fortune's in the follow-up.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting because 4% of the people are the millionaires, the successful.
That's correct.
That's a very telling statistic there. Well, listen, why don't we hang up? Give me a call back if you want me to introduce me to this guy, or if you just want to do it by email, that's fine.
No, I'll do it right now. We'll get it done and do an introduction for you.
Great. Cool.
Cool. I'll call
Darren,
you back
thank
on your
you
mobile
so much
phone.
For joining the show. Yeah, thank you so much for joining the show. You've hyped me up, man. I'm all ready to go now. I'm ready to fly out to Vancouver and, you know, have sushi with you and Brad King. So, I'm, you know.
I'll be meeting with actually Brad in a couple days. Him and I are going to meet in Vancouver,
Tell
Canada.
Him I said hello. Tell him I said hello. And,
yeah.
And I missed talking with him and really am working on a new book about men and women. I'll tell you about it on the cell phone. But
let me know. I'll help you endorse
really awesome
it if you
time.
Want as well. I'll read it first and you know,
oh,
I love
yeah.
your work. I love what you're making a difference. So,
great. So give me a call back.
Sounds good. I'll call you right back. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.